Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Five reasons God made sport. Number four, God made sport to make us more like Jesus. John 15, verses 1 and 2 and verse 5 says, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it'll be even more fruitful. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I was disappointed to not get the medal I wanted, but it made me realize that, although sport is a passion, it's fantastic, and it does bring a lot of joy, even the joyful feelings are quite short and certainly don't last. It made me recognize the only thing that gives true joy and real satisfaction is being one of God's children and following Jesus. That's Winter Olympian Adam Pengilly. God didn't just make sport for our enjoyment. He made it to shape us. As we become more like Jesus, we become who we were truly meant to be. That's where real joy, peace, and freedom are found. So how does sport help us do that? Firstly, I'm not sure it always does. We need some rewiring first. Sporting culture lives with mantras on the walls like, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Thanks, Vince Lombardi. But the gospel turns that logic upside down. In Christ, life and growth begin not with our striving, but with our abiding. Jesus used the image of a vine in John 15. God is the gardener. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Fruit, that is Christ-like character, becoming more like Jesus, comes not through our effort, but through our connection. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It's John 15 again. I have a smartwatch. I often forget to charge it, and when it's disconnected, it looks the same, but it's lifeless. Same is true for us. We may look busy, but apart from Jesus, we lose the power to grow. For the Christian, united to Jesus, growth in godliness is inevitable. This doesn't mean there's no effort. Our responsibility is to remain in him. That means making time to look at Jesus and delight in Jesus. Sport, then, provides many opportunities for God to prune us. Pruning helps plants to flourish. It cuts back what is dead to make room for new growth. God, the master gardener, prunes us. He never hacks at random, but he cuts with care, like a wise gardener who knows exactly where to trim. That injury, relegation, or contract release is painful, but ultimately it's for our good. God's agenda for you is not your comfort, but your fruitfulness. Sport helps us become more like Jesus because it constantly exposes our limits, our need for strength, rest, grace, and power beyond ourselves. In doing so, it teaches dependence, humility, and the rhythm of abiding. Sport gives daily reminders that fruitfulness flows from connection, not self-effort. So why don't you stop now and reflect on the challenging aspects of your sport over the past few years? Thank God for them. For what you understand about his work in them and what you don't, trusting that the Master Gardener is tending and caring for you in all things. Then you can pray. Father, thank you for the gift of sport and the ways it shapes me. Help me to stay connected to Jesus, the true vine, so that the fruit of your Spirit can grow in my life. When challenges, setbacks, or injuries come, remind me that you are pruning me with care for my growth and your glory. Teach me to depend on you, not on my own effort, and to trust at every moment, even the hard ones, are part of your plan to make me more like Jesus. Amen. Now take a few minutes to pray ahead of your game day for all those people you're going to encounter today, that you might be able to speak to them of the joy you have in Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.